Blog Talk Radio.
And push the button.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of The Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, November 1st of 2023. I'm your host tonight, The Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan. It is great to be with you wherever you may be tuned in from. And it's great that you're tuned in. Did it talk yet?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. But, you know, I want to thank you for tuning in, wherever you may be tuning in from. It's November the 1st. And, man, can't believe it's November 1st now. Where, oh, where did the time go? Where did the year go? It flew. Honestly, it flew. For you know, it's going to be 2024. I mean, I'm already seeing stuff about, saw a post about people getting Christmas decorations out. Someone else shared a video of them listening to Christmas music.
Already?
Yes. And you say, Miracle Man, did you tune it on? Did you turn yours on? Let me think. A radio station. Yeah, I did. You who like the Grinch, go ahead and keep Grinching if you would like, maybe for like a week. Find out where your heart went. Fix your shoes if they're too tight. And maybe something wasn't just right. I forget what. Perhaps it was his shoes were too tight. Perhaps his heart was three sizes too small. In which case, within a couple of weeks, you'll want to get that heart right-sized. You know, because then you won't be grinching anymore, complaining about people's Christmas music and saying that it's too early for Christmas music. And all that stuff that people will be bound to be saying. But, you know, I always think a good attitude to have is, you know, the idea of to each their own. And not necessarily be screaming at someone else, or putting it out there that it's way too early for it. If you've been in a major store recently, you would notice they've been putting out Christmas stuff. Walmart, as I mentioned yesterday, their Harvest Day stuff was just about gone. I'm imagining in the next few days, they will replace it with Christmas stuff. Woohoo! With Thanksgiving stuff, of course, going next to it because, you always got the Thanksgiving stuff. Which I like Thanksgiving, but I still like Christmas more. I really do. They would say to each their own when it comes to that kind of thing. And that's just what I think about that, to be honest. And so, yep. And so, I'm so We had found my fall decorations and we put them out, and one of them is a Snoopy Welcome Home pillow. Isn't it also kind of a Christmas one or no?
No Miracle Man. It's just a fall Snoopy dancing with the colored leaves of fall.
He does not have a Christmas anything on him.
No Christmas nothing.
What would be nice would be decorations that could transform from season to season.
Oh, that would be a cool idea.
So that later he is not only dancing by a fall tree, he is then dancing next to a Christmas tree.
And there you go. I like that idea.
And it still says welcome home, but now we'll be dancing next to a Christmas tree.
I like it.
I do. Me too. That's why I came up with it. Or maybe he's dancing next to a turkey, at first at least, for like 3 minutes. people were saying earlier today that they were about to put up the turkey decorations. I mean, what's a turkey decoration look for like? I've heard of inflatable turkeys, but not too many people have them.
I've never heard of them. Oh, yes, I guess I have. Usually they look like pilgrims or the cooked turkeys with a hat on it or something goofy like that.
But you never see as much of that as you do Christmas.
Right.
And how is one supposed to really think about a turkey? People saying that there should be, that every store and every mall should be playing Thanksgiving music. Oh, there's not that many Thanksgiving songs.
There really isn't, is there?
That's why they go right to Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So for those of you who wonder, that's why they are playing the Christmas music, because they will be playing the Christmas music soon, because there is not really much Thanksgiving music to be played.
That makes sense.
That is why in the next week or two, you will start to notice it. And those who will not play it wall to wall after when Black Friday comes, I would wonder, why aren't you doing it? Why are you grinching? The time has come. Turn it on. But then again, your store didn't have one. Your store didn't, your Auntie Anne's didn't have Christmas music.
Right.
I
don't think we played music at all, did we, at Auntie Anne's?
I never heard any.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
Yeah. At our mall, when we had a McDonald's, sometimes they would have music there.
That's true.
And then sometimes, when it was Sunday afternoon, they'd have the Lions, they'd be playing, listening to the Lions game back there.
Oh, really?
Yes, I heard them doing it.
Well, that's awesome. Got to keep up with our Lions.
Amen. And this year, they're actually doing good for once. I mean, yeah, they're not taking their 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. nap every Sunday.
There you go.
When I was in middle school, me and a teacher, we used to tease and say that from 1 to 4 every Sunday, the Detroit Lie Downs would be taking their naps from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every fall Sunday.
Yeah, definitely can't say that about them this year.
This year, thankfully.
Yeah.
But for a while, we would say, for a while, at least I'd be thinking that 1 p.m. was their nap, was the start of their nap.
Yeah, I could see that back then.
Yeah, and you know why? Because they'd be napping on the field.
Right.
When they get a first down, that really just meant, you know, that one of them yelled out, move over.
Right.
Like that would really be all that they meant, was that they just kind of yelled, move over.
Right.
intercepted? If they actually caught the ball from the other team? Oh, that would be more like, they had a pillow fight.
I like it.
Thankfully, this year, they're actually not napping anymore on the Sundays. Thankfully, for once. Yay!
Woohoo!
This Sunday, though, they will be lying down taking a nap as it's a week off.
Right, so that's acceptable.
This one they can actually nap.
Right.
When they, like they used to do every Sunday in the fall years ago. Yeah, at least it felt like it. the games that they would be winning would be the ones where they would wake up.
Right.
That's how we could know whether they were actually awake or if they were sleeping. If they were losing, we knew they were sleeping. You know, like, we're just like, I would kind of have that feeling and be like, they're sleeping. They lost. 08, the season of 08, I'm not sure they even ever woke up.
I'm not familiar with that season.
2008, that was the year that the Lions went 0-16.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't think they ever did wake up.
They have that infamy of being the first team to go 0-16. Now the regular season is 17 games long. Thankfully, no one has found a way to go 0-17 yet.
Oh.
That's even harder.
Yeah.
To go 0-17.
Yeah, it would be.
But if you can pull it off, it better not be the Lions who do that. It better not be. Thankfully, this year it won't be. But, you know, anyone who would try it in the future, just make sure it's not the Lions. Because that would be pretty sad.
That would
be. To be the one team who was able to go winless twice. That would be, to me, that would be very rough.
Very rough indeed.
And then for you Popeye's chicken fans, today, you know, Popeye's chicken is supposed to open up in my city. I went there today hoping to get some fried chicken. But guess what? They were closed.
What?
They had just gotten the food today, and then they said, we pushed grand opening day to tomorrow.
Ah.
And I'm like, why is this whole thing been pushed back, so many delays? Even with the construction equipment, like, they couldn't get a switch gear, which you need for electrical. My question, why is that switch gear in China?
That's a very good question.
Do you think that's where they are?
That's probably where they make them.
I would love to just take one out of the wall and see what happens. What would happen?
I'm guessing things would stop working.
The minute that I took it out?
Yeah.
Can you put it back in?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that electric.
I would hope so.
I would hope so too, my friend.
Because I'd be like, I'm not about to make you get a new one. I'd actually ask if they knew how to put it back in before I even took it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If not, then it's not going out.
There you go.
Because I'd also want to know, why are they in China if they are?
That's probably where the manufacturing companies and distribution centers are, and then they ship them over here to America.
And so much, you know, through that whole COVID pandemic thing, but when stuff was hard to get or we couldn't find it, unless it's like food stuff, I loved saying it was China the whole time. But China had this or China had that of ours. You know?
Yep, I remember.
Did you ever hear someone say that China had something of ours?
Or
not quite like me?
Not quite like you.
But I feel like, you feel like more often than not, that's actually where it was. Or it was on a ship en route here.
That's very true. I do think
that.
And
chances are it was coming from China.
Chances are they are a large, large component of creating different pieces of things that we need.
Even some of our car parts have been known to be sitting in China, I'm sure.
Actually, most of our car parts come from China. A lot of the quote-unquote all-American-made vehicles now...
That they say are all-American-made.
Yep, that they say are all-American-made. The components to the vehicle are made in China and sometimes even put together there. what's ironic is foreign companies, I believe Toyota and Hyundai.
Hyundai,
okay. I believe, if I remember correctly, both of those, their parts are made in America, even
what?
Though they're foreign company cars.
What?
I know. When I heard that, my jaw kind of dropped.
Double
like,
standard.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me, but okay.
Let me think what the Bible says about a double-minded man. Oh, it says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
Mm-hmm, it sure does.
And double standards are not better than that. They're not.
No, they're not.
And we need to not, as Christians, we need to not live a double standard.
That's true.
If you're living a double standard life, if you're saying, you know, you got to be holy, you know, be godly, and then you're doing things that show that you're not God, that show that you don't live godly, double standard.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a double agent. Double agency will steal from you.
Yes.
In the end, it could even kill you. So you got to stop being a double agent. I didn't say you were being one. I'm saying if you have been being one, you need to stop being a double agent.
Yes.
You know, and be, you know, what God called you to be.
6:47 p.m.
Now, I want to remind you of a couple quick things before we sing a couple songs and get into the Word and all that. The first thing that I want to remind you about is about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been, how he's always been there for me. It's a book called Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. As I want you to read the book, I really want you to read the book. I really do. It's not something that is taken for granted. Be like, no. I really want you to read the book, and it chronicles, you know, the different miracles that have happened, and it's a great read. Should increase your faith. And I would pray over everybody and anybody that reads it that it would increase your faith in the name of Jesus. Because I know something. God wants you to have more faith. He does. If you have faith as the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And it shall be done for you. It didn't say maybe. It said it shall. It would. Did you know that the word shall is the most powerful word in the English language?
I did not.
I don't mean it like more powerful than God or whatever, but it's like as far as an English word, it's the most powerful.
Why do you say that?
Well, Dr. Barclay has said that it's been proven. But that doesn't mean in terms of spirituality and that, but he just said that. He's told us that before, though, because he had seen that. And it's just like English scholars and what have you, and all those who study the language, that's what they've determined, that the word shall is the most powerful word in the English language. Well, for some of those of you who didn't know that, you can actually say you learned something new today. Yay! Woo-hoo! Okay. But nonetheless, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and it shall be done for you.
and then so you can go online, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be such a blessing for you, the reader. Because I really want you to read it. I really want you to read it. And you'll be glad that you read it. You will be glad. Amen. And so, the other thing that I would like to remind you about is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. I am believing God for you to get blessed. I really am believing God for you to get blessed. And so I would love for you to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. It helps keep us going. And the way I see it, with the way the world is, the longer the Lord tarries, the more damage I plan to do to the devil's kingdom.
Amen.
Yes. Be ready to charge hell with the like a water pistol. Amen. And so you can sow your seed into the Miracle Man program by going online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you would type in my name. Rivers Shukla. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Excuse me. R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, please, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like for you to keep in mind is that the first hour in Rivers, and the S in Shukla. The first R has a capital, as does the S in Shukla. And then there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. I tell you this just so that you can be aware of it, so that you can make sure that the seed goes to the right place. That's why take a minute like this to tell you, so that you know, so that you're not surprised. And so I just figured that you should know that and be aware of that, just so that you know and you can be made aware. The verse I want to sow into your life tonight, John 3:16. Therefore God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. And we know that it's true. We know it.
Hallelujah.
God so loved that he gave the only begotten Son, Jesus. Whosoever believeth in Jesus shall not perish, but shall have 5 years of extra life.
No.
10 years of extra life.
No.
30 years.
No.
Oh, everlasting life in him.
Amen.
That doesn't mean we'll be walking around this earth for like 50 years or 150 more years. Nope. That's talking about in heaven. That's talking about in heaven.
Amen. When we're up in heaven with Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Now, some of you may wonder, Miracle Man, why is it that sometimes you use an alternative, you know, like you know, that you kind of say it a different way? Oh, to get your attention, to make sure that your listeners aren't falling asleep on me. Sometimes you just don't know. That's what my pastor does. That's what my pastor does that. Because and when you and when people are saying no, like read a lot, right, or people are laughing or what have you, you then you know you got their attention. You know, so that's to get your attention, to make, you know, to make sure that you're still being a part, because if you don't, you know, I mean, if they don't, people might just maybe fall asleep or something, you know, you never know, but praise God for that. All right. So now I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord. And go from there. I am chosen, I am free, I am living for eternity, I'm free now forever. You set my feet on solid ground, I'm free now forever. And nothing's gonna hold me back, nothing's gonna hold me back, nothing's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can you gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. Everything. Wash my sin and pain away. Freely give for a new day. I'm yours now forever. Quickly I approach your throne. Yours to Christ my own. I'm yours now forever. Yes. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. I'm free to give, free to give, free to be. I'm free to love you, free to live, free to give, free to be. I'm free to love you, free to live, free to give, free to be. I'm free to love you, Lord. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. Oh, my chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my king, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. You, my king, would die for me. I mean, it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'll honor you.
Amen.
I'm forgiven because you won't forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my king, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. It's in all I do. I honor you. In all I do, I'll honor you. You are my king. You are my king. You are my king. Jesus, you are my king. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my king, would die for me? Yes, amazing love, I know it's true. Now it's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my king, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'll honor you in all I do. I'll honor you in all I do. I honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You say to hearts reply, your face we see. You say to us, seek my face, our hearts reply, your face we see. We are gathered with one thirst, hunger, here to cry, look, hold, wonder, hear the cry of, come and fill this place, come and fill this place, one single wish, one soul desire, our hearts remember the greater thing. We are gathered with one thirst, here wonder, here to lift up holy wonder, here to cry out, come and fill this place, come and fill this place, we wait for you to come and show your glory here today, we wait for you to come and show your glory here today. We wait for you to come and show your glory here today. Oh, we wait for you to come and show your glory here today. We wait for you. We wait for you. We wait for you. Yes. We wait for you. Hallelujah, come. Hallelujah, come. Hallelujah, come. Hallelujah, come. Hallelujah, come. Hallelujah, come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you live in us.
Amen.
You are inside of us. You, thank you, Lord God, that you are who you say you are. That you are the great I am. You are our Prince of Peace. You are a mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you, Jesus, because you are so mighty. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in each one of us, for your hand upon us, that your hand is upon us right here, right now. You're moving in our midst. Thank you, Master, that you will continue to move in our midst as we go through these days, this maze of the last days. Thank you, Master, that you are meeting the needs of every person representing this program tonight. Every person that is tuned in to this broadcast tonight. And that you, Lord, will move mightily on their behalf.
Amen.
And I thank you for that, Master, for what you're doing. That your promises are yes and amen. And now I make my confession. I thank you for this word tonight that we're about to study, and that these listeners will be ready to receive it, that they will be ready for it, and that you will meet all of their needs. You know what they need, even when I don't. You'll heal their bodies, strengthen their minds, strengthen their relationships. Everything that needs a healing from you, you'll heal. And you will fix it. In your matchless name. And now I make my confession. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that finances come into this program. I thank you, Master, that more and more listeners will tune into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom as a result of this program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And I want you to turn with me to the book of Proverbs 3. Amen. Proverbs 3. I'm going to start with verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the Word of God. You know, we read the Word of God. We serve the God of the Word. We serve the God of the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to start with chapter 3. I'm going to start with verse 1. And it says here, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you, and will bring you prosperity. They will bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet. No, not your iPad. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor on the side of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not some of it, all of it. They're from lean. And lean not, and do not lean or lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will make your paths straight. When we talk about acknowledging, we're not talking about we see somebody. Oh, hi, Bob. Hi, Scott. Hi, Joe. No. Oh, are you there? How are you? No. Means make mention of him. Not talking about acknowledgement like how we say hi to somebody or whatever. Okay. Do not be wise, verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun
evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops or all your increase. We could say in a modern day, honor the Lord with the first fruits of all your increase. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent his rebuke. I know some of us might not like discipline. Some of us might not like rebuke. Some of us might not like correction. We don't all like it. No. Some of us, it gets right where it hurts. But we need it. The Lord corrects those he loves. He loves us. That's why he corrects us. Do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son, he delights in. That means if a father loves his children, he will discipline them as well. Same thing with mothers. Verse 13, blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare to her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. I'm turning the page. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens into place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it. When it is in your power to act, do not say to your neighbor, come back later. I'll give it to you tomorrow.
when you now have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways. For the Lord detests a perverse man, but takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. So, you know, when you read in Proverbs, all the stuff that we're reading, stuff about honor, you know, honoring those, you know, we should be honor, we should give honor where honor is due. You know, we should honor those who have served for us, you know, like the military and that. Honor your elders. What I mean is like those in your family who are older than you should have respect and honor for them. But ultimately, we're talking about honoring God. You want to know something? If honor is in you, honor will come out of you. You will show it. If you have honor in you, it will show up. It will show up. And it will come out. You know? And you know, you might say, well, how do I honor the Lord? Well, it said, honor the Lord with the first fruits of all your increase. You know, and when you sow, when you give it an offering, you're not only sowing a seed, you know, like your church or whatever, you're honoring the Lord. You're honoring the Lord. I want to be honorable in the Lord's sight. I didn't say I'm not. I just said I want to be honorable. I mean, I feel like I honor him. But, you know, no one who lives on this earth is perfect. I love my Jesus. In other words, we honor him. Be obedient to his word. And certainly, you know, on the natural side of things, yes, you know, we show honor by honoring our parents. Now, here's how this works. So, when you're young, you know, at home, when you're very young, at first you start with compliance. You'll do as I say. You'll be expected to do things like by your parents or whatever. You do this or else. You do this or else. You do this or else. Okay? That's compliance. You should graduate from that to submission at some point. Like submission to God. Submission, you know, to your parents. You know, and all that. And then over the course of time, you should graduate to honor. They, at this point, they don't necessarily have to tell you what to do. You just do it. You know? Honor. At that point, you don't have to be asked. You shouldn't have to be asked, you know, to do certain things. When you show honor, you're doing it because you love them. I honor the Lord because I love him. You say, yeah, but shouldn't we submit to God? You know, in James 4:7 it says, submit to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Yes, I do. We should. If you want to keep the devil away from you, submit. Take out yourself unto God. And resist the devil. What does that mean, resist? Give no place to. He can try to, you know, you can try to, you know, shoot fiery darts. You got to say, come with me. Come on with me. Come on with me. And you just, you know, go the other way. I don't mean like Satan physically walk with you in fact, but I mean like, you know, by your deeds. When you turn to God, you're resisting the devil. You're choosing to push him away. By choosing, no devil, you don't have no place. I bind you. You know, that's how you resist the devil. But I was talking about this. But, you know, it talks about, so in chapter 3 of Proverbs, you know, you see all this stuff in there about honor. You know, you got wisdom too, but also, you know, there's honor. As you gain wisdom and get more and more wise, well, let me tell you something. You don't want to become wise in your too wise in your own eyes. You want to be wise in the eyes of God. There's a reason why you're supposed to have your wisdom teeth taken out. No, does it have anything to do with wisdom? No. No, it doesn't. Jay, do you have any wisdom teeth left?
I have all of them.
Oh, you didn't take any out?
No.
You're wiser than me. You're wiser than me. You're wiser than me. Okay. No, pride comes before the fall. I take that back. I repent. Okay. I don't know why they call them wisdom teeth, but nonetheless, it's not based on whether or not you have these certain teeth that the dental profession has called wisdom teeth. And no, you're not foolish if you had them taken out. No, there obviously there's medical reasons why you would want them taken out, but anyhow. You still don't want to be too wise in your own eyes. You want to be wise in the eyes of God. That God kind of wisdom. And as you learn more about that, you get into honoring the Lord. Honoring the Lord. Part of how we do that, you know, well, obviously obeying him, you know, and as he trusts you, you know, and you begin to honor him. If honor is in you, honor comes out of you. It does. If honor is in you, honor comes out of you. you know? And so, and then we also, you know, we read these verses where it talks about, you know, discipline. So, you know, you got to be able to have self-discipline, but God can help you with that. If God loves us, he will correct us when we need it. He will correct our course when we need it. He'll even rebuke us if we need it. I know it doesn't sound pleasant, but anyone that I know of that loves rebuke and actually says they love it and their flesh loves it and what have you, they're perfect. It's not pleasant, but you know, there's times as we go through life that we need it.
Amen.
You know, we need it. And it might not feel good. And it might feel like you might feel like you happen to get slivers pulled out of your hands or pulled out of your feet or whatever. Like you had to go to the doctor to get those things peeled out, taken out. It might not feel pleasant at all. And you might want him to just let go of you. You might want to push him away. Please don't do that, but I'm just saying. You might feel like it. Have you ever had slivers removed, jade, or anything like that?
Oh, yes.
Or that kind of thing?
Oh, yes.
Did you want to push who was taking it out away? Did you at least feel like it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, leave me alone!
The removing of the splinter was painful, but the relief afterwards
the
was
relief,
worth it.
The relief is worth it. You know, you might be not doing some things right in God's eyes, and he might be saying, oh, maybe you shouldn't be hanging with these people. Maybe you shouldn't be doing this thing that you're doing. Maybe you shouldn't be, you know, and you might be like, yeah, but I love these people. I love these friends. I love this, you know, or whatever it is. Or I love, you know. But the truth is, you know, sometimes, or I might say, you've been spending too much time on this and not enough time in my word. You know, things like that. And so I think in some cases, sometimes we might do that because we might think we're doing good. Other times we might do that because we might not want to give up what he would want us to give up. When God disciplines us, it's for our good. It's because he loves us. If God did not love us, he would never discipline us. He wouldn't necessarily send us a pastor to bring us the real, unadulterated Word of God. He would not send a pastor to bring us the unadulterated Word of God. He would not do, he would not do what he does. If he didn't love us, why would he correct us? Why would he discipline us? Why would he speak to our spirit and say, you really shouldn't be doing this, or you shouldn't have said that way, or I want you to go, you know, say that to this person. I want you to do whatever it is that he wants you to do. You know, if you live by the Spirit of God, he'll talk to you. You know, and you can just let him convict you. And conviction might not always feel so good. It may not. But, you know, sometimes from God, at least in your spirit, sometimes you might hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You're doing a good job. Keep it up. Other times, you very well may hear, I wish you'd fix that.
Can you sing so they can hear? Like, in the next few minutes, can you sing a song so they can hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I'm trying to teach the word.
Amen. Preach.
And so we read these verses. We read this chapter, Proverbs chapter 3. And it's wild how just sometimes you just read it. Like you're reading it, like when I read it on my show, and I'll just read the chapter, or whatever, I'll be reading the verses, and I'll be like, ooh, I see. It's like, and then it says, lean not on your own understanding. Don't be leaning on your own understanding. Let God show you things. Let God show you things. I mean, we talked about understanding last night. Understanding is a great thing to have. It's a great thing to have understanding. It's a great thing to have understanding of the things of God. I don't just mean understanding like the way we might understand like what a sign says, or whatever. That's just, I didn't mean it like some basic preschool level, kindergarten level, if you can read something, whatever. First, you might see it or hear it, but you might not understand it until you learn how to understand something. But we should not lean on our own understanding. We should not lean on our very own specific understanding or the way we might see God, but ask Him to show us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would be those who do your word, and that we would not be just be those who hear it but don't do it, but would be those who do it, that we would examine ourselves, that we would fix ourselves and look at where we need fixed, and you would show it, that you would show it to us. And just correct us, discipline us, whatever we might need, even if it hurts. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus, that you love us. In Jesus' name. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me. Because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be, that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'll honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me?
amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. Honor you in all I do. Honor you. You are my King, Jesus, you are my King, you are my King, you are my King, amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. Honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'll honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you. So Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Ooh. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, amen.
thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, he is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, and your going, and your weeping, and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 yes. Amen. 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 Upon you and a thousand generations, your family, your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you, within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 yes. Amen.
Where is your sting? I resurrect a king. As
surrendered you to feed it. Forever he is glory.
What?
Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is alive. He is alive. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. Forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is alive. He is alive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I speak Psalm 91 over us. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. He has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash. None of this evil is going to come near us, our immediate loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I sure love you. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.